AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. President Trump's pressuring U.S. allies and China to send warships to keep the Strait of Hormuz open amid fears of a global energy crisis resulting from the Iran war. But Sagar Meghani reports at the same time he's saying the U.S. doesn't need their help.
The president says numerous countries are on their way without naming them, while suggesting others are not excited about the prospect.
The level of enthusiasm matters to me.
At the same time,
we don't need anybody.
Saying he's pushing nations to join the effort in part to see how they react, noting he's long said countries whom the U.S. has helped will not reciprocate when asked. The president also says he's surprised Iran attacked Gulf countries after the U.S. and Israeli strikes.
Nobody expected that. We were shocked.
Though Tehran has long warned it would retaliate on the entire Middle East if attacked. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
More U.S. and Israeli strikes hit Tehran again today, and Israel again bombarded Lebanon. An Iranian drone strike temporarily shut Dubai's airport. And Julie Walker reports extreme weather across the U.S. has forced the cancellation of some 4,000 flights.
Many schools have to close in the mid-Atlantic states where high winds and tornadoes were in the forecast. Blizzards buried parts of Michigan, Wisconsin, and Minnesota, while torrential rains flooded homes and washed out roads in Hawaii. National Weather Service meteorologist Brian Hurley.
This is what happens in March and April, right? It's this clash in the air masses. Winter not wanting to let go, from the north. And then obviously the sun's getting a little stronger. It's warming up in the south.
And he says California is dealing with unusually high temperatures for this time of year. I'm Julie Walker.
In Cuba, an island-wide blackout reported. This is AP News. Seth Sutel now with the AP Markets Report.
A drop in oil prices helped send Wall Street to its best day since the war in Iran began. The S&P 500 rose 1% Monday. That was its biggest gain in 5 weeks. The index is now back within 4% of its record high. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 387 points. That's about 0.8%. The Nasdaq Composite rose 1.2%. The price for a barrel of benchmark U.S. crude settled at just above $93. It had gone as high as $102 in the morning. Companies that buy a lot of fuel did well. United Airlines rose 4.25%. The drop in oil prices also let bond investors feel a little less worried about inflation. The yield on the 10-year Treasury fell to 4.22%. Seth Sutel, New York.
There's more news at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.